Name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. It is great to be here, and it's an honor to be with you this morning. I'm so sorry Father Michael couldn't be here. He called me Wednesday night while I was in Chicago and told me his situation, and I felt some sympathy for him. And but I said, you know, the problem is, Father Michael, I'm not going to be back to Austin till Friday night, and I have a meeting all day Saturday. And, you know, there's just simply not going to be time to write a sermon. He said, don't worry about it. He says, what I was going to do, read the lyrics of Hallelujah. He said in a forceful manner, and I don't know whether I'm going to read it in a forceful manner, but I'd like to share with you the words that Father Michael would have shared with you this morning had he been here. A crown of thorns placed on his head, he knew that he would soon be dead. He said, did you forget me, Father? Did you? They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel his loss. Of Christ the King before his hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He hung his head and prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky. Said, I'm coming home now, Father, to you. A need which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his life and gave his soul to glory. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The soldier who had used his sword to pierce the body of our Lord said, truly, this was Jesus Christ, our Savior. He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned his face, his Christ and Lord, fell to his knees, crying, Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Took from his head the thorny crown and wrapped him in a linen gown. They said, they laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside. Now in our hearts, we know he died to save us from ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 3 days went by. Again they came to move the stone, to bless the slain. With oil and spice anointing, hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw they were not alone. For Jesus had risen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Wow, what a powerful set of lyrics to a song that really talk about what today is all about. Easter is the embodiment of our faith. And in it, and in Easter, we understand that human nature is transformed. We are freed of total love, total goodness, and total generosity. On this Easter morning, we are all invited to accept this reality, to allow it to actively transform our lives, to be a fresh start for each of us, to begin anew. In the resurrection of Christ, we are offered the gift of eternal life, freed from the burden of fear, and invited to share in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his Easter message this year, Presiding Bishop Michael Curry said, Easter is the celebration of the victory of God. The earth, like an egg, has been cracked open, and Jesus has been raised alive, new, and love is victorious. Alleluia, alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.